This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Romans 10:8, the gospel. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart and your mouth. That is a word of faith. And I preach, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We have been directed by the Spirit of God to read the Constitution of the United States by the Holy Ghost. And we now today move on to Article Chapter 4. Let me tell you, these words are connecting principalities and powers in the heavens. Ephesians 3:10. Article 4, Section 1. Full faith and credit shall be given in each state to the public acts, records, and judicial proceedings of every other state, and the Congress may by general laws prescribe the manner in which such acts, records, and proceedings shall be proved, and the effect thereof. Section 2. The citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and or immunities of citizens in the several states. A person charged in any state with treason, felony, or other crime, who shall flee from justice and be found in another state, shall on demand of the executive authority of the state from which he fled be delivered up to be removed to the state having jurisdiction of the crime. I'm going to move over. I'm having problems seeing this thing. Amen. There. No person held to service or labor in one state under the laws thereof, escaping into another, shall in consequence of any law or regulation therein be discharged from such service or labor, but shall be delivered up on claim of the party to whom such service or labor may be due. Section 3. Let's go back. Now, new states may be admitted by the Congress into this union, but no new state shall be formed or elected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislature of the states concerned as well as of the Congress. Oh, thank you. The Congress shall have power to dispose of and make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory of other property belonging to the United States, and nothing in this Constitution shall be so construed as to prejudice any claims of the United States or of any particular state. Section 4, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or office, legislature or of the executive, amen, I'll be fine and will not stop. Executive, when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. Article 5, the Congress, whenever 2/3 of both houses shall deem it necessary, shall propose amendments to this Constitution or on the application of the legislatures of 2/3 of the several states shall call a convention for proposing amendments which in either case shall be valid to all intents and purposes as part of this Constitution. When ratified by the legislatures of 3/4 of the several states or by conventions in 3/4 thereof, as of one, this is fun, or the other mode of ratification may be proposed by the Congress, provided that no amendment which may be made prior to the year 808 shall in any manner affect the first and fourth clauses in the ninth section of the first article, and that no state without its consent shall be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate. Article 5. All debts, contracted, and engagements entered into before the adoption of this Constitution shall be as valid against the United States under this Constitution as under the Confederation. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. That's what that says. The senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of the several state legislatures and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath of affirmation to support this, of this Constitution. But no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. Article 7. The ratification of the conventions of 9 states shall be sufficient for the establishment of this Constitution between the states so ratifying the same. The word "the" being interlined between the 7th and 8th lines of the first page, the word 30 being written on the erasure. In the 15th line of the first page, the words "is tried" being interlined between the 32nd and 33rd lines of the first page, and the word "the" being interlined between the 43rd and 44th lines of the second page. Attest William Jackson, Secretary, done in convention by the unanimous consent of the states present, the 17th day of September in the year of our Lord 1787, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 12th, in witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names. George Washington, President and Deputy. From Virginia, Delaware, George Reed. Gunning, Bedford, John. John Dickinson, Richard Bassett, Jacob Brougham, Maryland. James McHenry, Dan of St. Thomas, Jennifer Daniel Carroll, Virginia. John Blair, James Madison Jr., North Carolina. William Blount, Richard Dobbs, Spate. Hugh Williamson, South Carolina. Jay Rutledge, Charles Contesworth, Pinckney, Charles Pinckney, Pierce Butler, Georgia. William Pugh, Abraham Baldwin, New Hampshire. John Langdon, Nicholas Gilman, Massachusetts. Nathaniel Gorham, Rufus King, Connecticut. William Samuel Johnson, Roger Sherman, New York. Alexander Hamilton, New Jersey. Will Livingston, David Burley, William Peterson, Jonah Dayton, Pennsylvania. B. Franklin, Thomas Mifflin, Robert Morris, George Clymer, Thomas Fitzsimmons, Jared Ingersoll, James Wilson, Gov Morris. Could we have praise and worship with Terry and Kathy, Kathy Mai and Water of Life Boys, will be joining them on the platform. Thank you.
Yeah. I see glory.
bless you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.